This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. The State Department said on Saturday the United States is cutting off aid to the Central American countries of El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras one day after President Trump blasted the countries for sending migrants to America. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, the top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, called the order a reckless announcement and urged Democrats and Republicans to reject it. Mr. Trump said Friday the countries had set up caravans of migrants in order to export them into the U.S. A surge of asylum seekers from the three countries have sought to cross the border in recent days. He also threatened to close the U.S. border with Mexico next week if they don't stop immigrants from reaching the United States. That could disrupt millions of legal border crossings and billions of dollars in trade. Three Palestinians have died in protest at the border fence between Gaza and Israel on the one-year anniversary of the start of the weekly demonstrations. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Hamas rulers had pledged to keep people a safe distance from the border fence. But as the crowd swelled, protesters rushed forward, unfurling flags and throwing rocks and explosives towards Israeli military positions. The troops then fired tear gas and opened fire at the protesters. The fence protests have been aiming in large part at breaking the Israeli Egyptian blockade on Gaza, but haven't delivered major improvements so far. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Venezuelans held competing protests Saturday, declaring their support for President Nicolas Maduro, aided by Russia and China, or self-declared interim President Juan Guaido, who's backed by the U.S. and some 50 other nations. This comes one day after the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies announced it has obtained permission to distribute humanitarian aid and will start within 20 days. Now, the permission would mark a change in the Maduro government's policy on outside aid, which has been blocked from entering Venezuela up until now. This is VOA.